This brings up so many emotions in me. Because I don't understand why so many people think that every aspect of their lives should be broadcast to the world. I don't understand that. Yeah, I do not understand the loss of privacy when people think there's some things that I just need to keep to myself.
He appeared to be under the influence of something.
The devil. I love this. And because this gives me an opportunity to help people, okay? Because that's kind of what I do.
You don't want to find your way in his courtroom. No. What's her name?
Go home. That's your name.
Yeah.
Oh, literally, for a second, I almost took these headphones off and said, I'm done. You done?
I am.
Okay. Hey, everybody, welcome to another episode of Judge Dad Verdicts. You're going to be excited to be here. Great stories, interesting stories, amazing tales of people doing, things.
Things.
My co-host Rich Morrow is here, and we are about to get into it.
Man, we're going to go to my favorite place to start, as always. I feel like it's always a great place to start. Can you guess what that is?
Florida.
It's where all the interesting, fun stuff happens these days, right? There's a lot of scary things that can happen when you're home alone by yourself. You know, I am an only child, so I dealt with that my whole childhood. And this story right here for a woman, I could imagine, would be up there on the list. A Florida man was accused of breaking into a woman's home and kissing her while she was doing laundry.
What? That's what he broke in and did?
I'm not sure if that was his primary reason, but that's ultimately what ended up happening. And that's all that really happened, because the woman said that she was doing laundry. He grabbed her from behind and attempted to kiss her on the cheek. And when that happened, she ran out of her own home, called 911. And when the police got there, the man was still in the home.
He was still in the house?
He didn't even try to leave.
He didn't have sense enough to know that he should probably run away.
Something tells me he was just waiting to get arrested, man. He came down to Florida.
Did she know the man?
No. He was there in the state on a construction job with his brother and somehow found his way in this woman's house, trying to kiss her while she was doing laundry, and waited for the police to show up and everything, and got arrested.
What? First of all, let's talk about Florida. No. Let's talk about Florida. What the hell is going on in Florida?
Man, it must be something in the water.
What in the world?
Yeah, I know, right? You don't hear that anywhere else. But all he tried to do was kiss her. I'm not going to say all he tried to do. He did break in her house and probably scare the hell out of her.
That's deeply problematic.
Deeply problematic.
But, and then he kissed her on the cheek. And she runs out the house, and he remains in the house.
And she called 911.
Which led to his arrest.
Yep.
So he didn't have sense enough to try to get away.
Didn't even try to.
What in the world? Did he need a kiss that bad?
You know,
let me ask you, have you ever needed a kiss that bad?
I've wanted a kiss that bad. I'm not going to say I've needed one that bad.
No, listen.
Does that qualify?
It may qualify, but let me tell you something right now. I ain't never wanted to kiss nobody
that bad
or be kissed by nobody that damn bad.
Yeah.
To break in somebody's house?
And a kiss on the cheek at that. He didn't even make it to first base and he's getting jail. That's crazy.
There's a better place than to kiss people.
Absolutely, yeah, you know?
No, I don't understand that. Sometimes I wonder what runs through people's minds. Like when he got up in the morning, right? Yeah. He's putting his shoes on, got his pants on, he leaves the house.
Mm-hmm.
Does he at some point think to himself, you know what's a good idea? If I go down the street and break into this woman's house and get me a kiss on the cheek, it's ridiculous.
I honestly couldn't tell you what that train of thought looks like. But yeah, I'm not sure if those were his plans for the day, but it's how it ended up. And that's really concerning. So I'm hoping there was another element that we don't know about that came into play here, because it's not making much sense to me.
Yeah, I can't wait for this guy to end up, hypothetically, of course, in my courtroom.
Oh,
yeah.
Good luck.
No, because I'm going to really chastise. Come on, man.
Yeah. And I feel for the woman. Imagine how she'll always probably feel anytime she's alone, you know?
But shout out to the woman for having enough awareness to flee.
Yeah, she ran.
Yeah, because a lot of people, you know, they freeze, they mm-hmm. become immobilized by fear.
Like in the movies.
Or in some cases, people believe that it's better to acquiesce mm-hmm. and just, you know, to submit to the whatever. She has sense enough to think and to know, I'm getting the hell out of here.
Yeah.
And so let me just say to everybody watching, when in doubt, get the hell out of this. Yeah. Yeah, when in doubt, run. You know, there's no shame in running for your life. There's never any shame in believing that your life is valuable to the degree that you will not submit it to the whims and wishes of somebody who will break into your house and kiss you. Because you don't always know what people's intentions are.
You definitely don't know, especially if they're willing to break into your house.
Listen, you break into my house, you can have if I don't have anything by which to protect, mm-hmm. you can have a house.
The house is yours now.
You can have a house. My life is exactly what I want.
Valuable. Yeah. Way more valuable. Yeah. I agree. And this is in Tampa. So it's a little bit more lighthearted. A man was arrested after stealing Pokemon merchandise from a Walmart store by scanning another item at self-checkout. What are your thoughts on that? Just
Florida.
Yeah.
That's my thoughts on that. Is that these other, what is going on in Florida, people? Y'all want to tell me something? Something in the water?
But he was using a magic card trick pretty much to do it. They said he would take the items to a self-checkout line, and he manipulated the scanner by placing magic cards underneath the Pokemon merchandise. So the guy was pretty clever with how badly he wanted these Pokemon cards.
A, and B, he's far too clever to waste that brilliance
on Pokemon cards.
On stealing something out of a store. Like, this guy should be coding or something. You know what I'm saying? This guy should be inventing something. He should be inventing an app or something.
Yeah.
He should not be wasting his life on whatever it is. And you know, but again, a lot of people don't realize mm-hmm. that sometimes, and I'm not just take this in context, people. Sometimes you really have to be clever to be a criminal.
Yeah, that is true.
There's a certain, I don't know, je ne sais quoi. you have to have
that, a little gravitas.
That people could apply to other things, right? Yeah. That people could take if you took half of the brilliance and half of the
and put it into something
and put it into something constructive, you would probably have a different life, and probably more so the life that you deserve. And you know. For me, the verdict with this is ultimately, this is a wasted mind.
Yeah, absolutely a wasted mind because, I mean, I think the kid has a good heart, to be honest. I mean, not even a kid. Wow, he's 35 years old. But he told the police that he was giving the stolen merchandise to family members. That was his motive.
That don't make it
as
right.
As gifts. Yeah. You know, I'm like, if you're smart enough to figure out how to do that, you should be smart enough to make enough money to buy a gift for your family. Yeah. I will give you that.
Yeah. I don't. Well, this is going to be very pessimistic, but just because he said that's the motive, I don't know if that makes it.
Yeah, you might be right. Yeah. Yeah, it was multiple occasions, too. This wasn't a one-time thing. So
yeah.
We got a serial Pokemon bandit. Speaking of bandits, in Jacksonville Beach, Florida, there's a Botox bandit out there. Yeah, so they're searching for a woman that they're calling the Botox Bandit. And what really happened was she went in and received a medical procedure. And you know Botox, they're giving you the shots in your face, all of that.
I don't need any. So
I'm sure you know what it is.
Though. I know what it is, but I've not from experience.
Yeah, you don't need Botox.
That's my point.
But she racked up $2,500 worth of fillers and Botox, said that her boyfriend who was in the lobby was going to pay. When his card declined, they both simply walked out of the store and never came back. Pulled off in a Mercedes.
How do you steal Botox?
That's what I'm saying. But they can't just take it back either.
Yeah, that's true. It's not like the Pokemon stickers or whatever the guy was stealing. I can't reach into your eye.
Grab your eye back or your face.
And get the Botox back. I want my Botox back.
Something tells me they're never going to see that money. And she gave a fake ID, so the name that they have isn't even her real name.
Well, she must. You talk about the guy really wanting the Pokemon. She must really wanted that Botox.
I mean, I'm not gonna lie. We live in LA. I've seen some people I think might be capable of this.
Are some of them your friends? That's how bad they want that Botox.
And I mean, they have parties and such for free Botox and things like that. They really have events where it's like women will come out and men too and take advantage of a spa that's given free Botox for the day and fillers. And I'm like,
are you serious?
I'm like, yeah.
And just to be clear, that's for like the lines.
Yeah, they're trying to get rid of the wrinkles. Sometimes the forehead ones. Sometimes the and you know, it's crazy to me. I've dated women that have, you know, had this done, and after they get this procedure done, you can't move your face for like the first like week or so. You're like kind of talking like this.
Are you serious?
Yeah, and my face isn't moving. I'm hardly happy and smiling right now, but I'm not actually smiling. That's how it is, and they can't really smile or do anything. So. It amazes me how many women are willing to do this process because it's, in my eyes, not worth it.
You listen, here's the last thing I'll say about this. You'd be surprised at what people will steal.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
You know, you got folks stealing Botox and Pokemon, but other people will steal your joy. They'll come in and steal your peace of mind.
Yeah.
You never underestimate what people will take from you if you let them. And in some cases, folks will try to take it without your permission. And that's why I think it's so important that everybody understand the value that they possess and the value of what they have and be aware of the people in their lives who would love to have a shot at taking it. You know, because both of these stories that you just, both of these stories are people who believe that what they want is more, is the most important thing.
Yeah.
And it doesn't matter what it does to other people, what it costs, what other people have to go through because it's been taken. And some people are just motivated and driven by what they want, when they want it, and how they want it. Now, the good news is, well, at least in the Pokemon story, that he got, you know, he got justice.
Yeah.
But the Botox bandit is still out there.
She's probably going to strike again, if I had to guess. You know? That's just hope a hunch I got.
Hope she stays in Florida, though.
Hey. I guess she'll be looking younger. Might not even recognize her anyway because her face keeps on changing. Who knows? Anyway, let's move on. Let's see. We got another Florida story, and this one's a little bit more violent. 42-year-old woman faces two felony charges after deputies accused her of lighting her bedsheets on fire while her 24-year-old boyfriend was asleep, burning his foot in the process.
Okay, stop. Stop. What? So wait. Don't keep going. So she lit the bed sheets on fire while he is in the bed.
Sleeping
in the bed. Did she get caught?
She did.
She got caught. Mm-hmm. Do we know why she did this?
They said that she appeared to be drunk, admitted to setting the sheets on fire. Boyfriend wasn't seriously hurt. So, I mean, I would assume they probably fought pretty. I don't think you just jump to lighting sheets on fire and, you know, the grand scheme of arguments and, you know, arguments in a relationship. I think, you know, you probably ease up to that point. But if you're dealing with somebody you just started dating and, you know, you guys get in an argument before you go to sleep and you wake up and your bed's on fire. I mean, I'm not sure I'm hanging around.
Hanging around.
Yeah, that relationship is over.
I'm never going to sleep with somebody else in the room again. Ever. There will never be another human being of any gender in the room with me when I go to sleep again. If I wake up in the day of bed's on fire, I'm changing my whole approach
to sleeping, everything.
Sleeping at night. No, you can't sleep here. No.
And she was charged with arson and battery, as well as a misdemeanor arson charge as well. So
she was charged with attempted murder.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. I'm surprised the charges weren't more serious because, I mean, they say only his foot was injured, but
she was trying to get more than his foot.
I was about to say, I think she was aiming for a lot more than That's a very crazy one. I mean, I'm not sure how I would handle that situation, to be honest with you.
I know how I would handle it. But listen, you talking about as a judge or as Sean? Which one do you want?
I
want
to hear both now.
Okay. As a judge, I'm throwing the book at her.
Okay.
Okay? Yeah. Because you have done something that could have seriously harmed and killed somebody.
Yeah, that's very true.
And whatever happened the night before, assuming there was nothing physical, nothing that was going to injure her.
It doesn't say there was.
I mean, nothing, no argument is worth or merits or justifies you trying to kill somebody, right? Now, if I'm Sean, all right, I'm literally never speaking to you again.
I agree.
We have nothing. Let me tell you something. You ready for this? Hmm. You don't get to try to kill me and then call me.
And then call me. Right?
It's never going to be the case when you try to kill me and then you call me a week later and talk about, can we talk?
No apology is good enough at that point.
We cannot talk.
No.
Forgiveness in this instance is me letting you continue to live your life without me. That's forgiveness. Forgiveness is never you and I connecting or talking again.
Yeah, no.
You know, I believe in forgiveness.
Yeah.
But forgiveness in this case is you go down there and I'm going
to
go up here.
Because what's to say if you didn't wake up when you did, what would have happened, you know?
That's.
Moving forward.
Is this from Florida too?
It absolutely is. Come on now.
I just don't get what's going on.
Come on. Now we're in Tampa with this one.
I don't.
A Tampa man was sentenced to prison after driving around in Hillsborough County and brandishing a firearm on Instagram Live as a convicted felon already. Isn't that crazy?
So people don't get the concept of live? Like, is that what they don't understand what it means?
It means like you are doing this right now and this is illegal, very much so. Therefore, you're incriminating yourself on your own behalf.
But perhaps more importantly, live means that other people can see it.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
That's the point. This isn't like Instagram private, right? Instagram sequestered. Instagram.
All the close friends, you know.
Yeah, Instagram nobody else can see.
No. This is on your page.
Live.
Yeah. For the police to follow you and watch along and all that, you know? Crazy. Absolutely crazy.
This brings up so many emotions in me. Because I don't understand why so many people think that every aspect of their lives should be broadcast to the world. I don't understand that. I do not understand the loss of privacy when people think there's some things that I just need to keep to myself.
Even for someone like me who's used to being in front of a camera and, you know, love what I do, I have so many parts of my life that I value being private still that it amazes me that people really want their lives on full display like that for people's opinion to just come in and you to say whatever the hell you want about, you know, it's like these people don't even know you and you're showing off for who and what do you think you're getting out of that situation?
You're so desperate for attention. You're willing to go to jail for it.
Already been to jail, still doing it.
I would love to have him in my courtroom. Yeah. I would, because we would have a staring contest for about
only 22 years old. It's like you're throwing your life away, man. And he pleaded guilty. So I don't know how else you can plead in that situation when it's literally you on live with your Instagram handle right next to you holding and doing the crime that you're being accused of.
Well, you know, let me say this. Sometimes people end up where they belong.
Yeah, absolutely. It sounds like.
And you know, if you are already a convicted felon and you're still willing to play with guns and ammunition, then I hate to say it, maybe you are exactly where you need to be. Not just for our safety, but for your own.
For your own, yeah. You know, I agree.
Yeah, I mean, I really do hate to say that, but sometimes people legitimately end up
where they need to be.
Where they need to be. Mm-hmm. And if you ain't got sense enough to know that if you're a convicted felon, you shouldn't have access to a gun, you shouldn't have access to ammunition, mm-hmm. and you shouldn't be live when you do it, then maybe you need to, yeah.
Of course, this next one also is in Florida, but this one's kind of funny. Florida man, he's facing several charges after deputies used a taser to stop him as he fled on a riding lawnmower.
Huh?
Yeah, can you picture that?
So they used a taser to stop a guy
on a lawnmower.
He's running away from them on a lawnmower.
Fleeing from the police on a lawnmower.
Was it one of those big ones you ride?
Yeah, they said he was in high gear.
Okay.
And he attempted to outrun the pursuing deputies. And it was a John Deere. He was really out there. And you know what's really funny?
Well, what's funny is that he has really good taste in lawnmowers.
Yeah.
Let's start there. The man knows his lawnmower.
He's done this multiple times. So this is kind of like his thing. They said.
But they tased him.
They had to tase him. They must have knew who they were dealing with.
He wouldn't come off the lawnmower. So they tased his ass. Well, I think that's funny.
Which I think is, you know, pretty safe. You know what I mean? They were just temporarily immobilizing him. But, you know, they said when they found him.
Yeah, I was about to. What had he done?
I was going to say, yeah, when they took him into custody, they found a revolver and handcuff key in his possession, along with a pipe that contained methamphetamine. So he was on drugs.
There you go.
And maybe he thought the lawnmower was, a real good getaway vehicle. But, I mean, he had been arrested before for disappearing into a swamp after he hopped off a $40,000 stolen boat, they said, years prior. And, he had some crazy allegations in the past. It says that he used a heavy machinery, type machine to cut a hole into a metal building in order to steal a vessel off of a highway once before as well. So needless to say, he has a long list of,
here's the question though, why wasn't he already in jail?
That's my concern, and that's maybe the problem in Florida is that they're just releasing people after they do stuff like this. You know what I mean? I'm like, some of these people deserve to be probably in there for a little bit longer than that.
I mean, this guy has apparently a legacy of doing stupid stuff and getting away with it.
Yeah. I mean, and still, being able to do something else just as stupid. I love laughing about these with you. I'm not gonna lie, this is so fun.
What is
because it really makes you wonder sometimes, right?
This one is more baffling than funny, because you just wonder at a certain point. Some people are just never going to get it.
Yeah.
They're never going to get to the place where they understand that what they're doing isn't working for
them. They have to want it for themselves. That's why. And I think.
But more so that what they're doing isn't working for them.
True.
Because you never get to change until you understand that your current behavior is leading you places you don't need to go.
Yeah.
That's the beginning of transformation.
Yeah, I agree. Feel good story so we can end this on a positive note, not a poopy one. A terrifying accident in northeastern Florida had a happy ending on Monday when a dark-colored Jeep with four passengers, including a toddler, overturned on a road near the beach. Several first responders and rescue vehicles descended on the area of the severe crash, and a heroic passenger nearby was able to actually help save this baby. People inside the car were frantically yelling. The baby was trapped inside, and the guy said, this morning, the guy that saved the baby said, this morning, God put me in the right place at the right time. Mm. I was able to help get this baby from under the Jeep. The car seat was crushed and the baby was stuck in between the car. It's a horrible situation.
Wow. And
they were able to push the car over just enough to pull the baby out.
You speak of courage and bravery, but how about strength?
Yeah, I want to see a picture of this guy.
Because I'm going to tell you something right now. Car flip over in front of me.
You're not even gonna think you could flip it over.
I can pray. I can do a lot of praying. I give you advice.
Yeah, but you ain't flip.
But I don't think I have the wherewithal to be strong enough to lift up a car. I mean, that's. But you never know when you're in a situation what comes over you, the adrenaline and all of that. Mm-hmm. And people find strength at the strangest moments and in the strangest of ways to do extraordinary things.
Sounds like something straight out of a movie, man.
Yeah, but I'm glad the baby is okay.
Me too, absolutely.
And you know what's interesting is that this baby will always know that it was strong enough and favored enough and loved enough and protected enough that what would have normally killed other people didn't have the power to kill it.
Absolutely. And for a baby to survive that, many adults don't come out of situations like that.
I'm just trying to tell you, that's a blessed baby. Shout out to the little one.
Shout out to the toddler. Shout out to the toddler. See, we're ending this on a happy note today. And I'm pretty sure that story was in Florida as well. So everything in Florida isn't that bad, We got good people out there too.
Yeah, but it's still a little crazy.
It's still a little crazy.
Yeah. Listen, everybody, thank you for tuning in. Thank you for being a part of this amazing conversation. Rich and I will be back at you soon with more Judge Dad verdicts.
See you guys soon.